to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Homer, Alaska is a perfect place to experience different types of ecosystems like coastlines, mountains, and icy glaciers, all packed into a charming town. This has built a curious community of scientists, students, and nature enthusiasts that are eager to learn more about the ecosystems right on their doorstep. Kachemak Bay campus of Kenai Peninsula College hosts a program called Semester by the Bay that invites students from all around the country to learn and practice natural sciences in Homer. If you've seen a group of young adults walking around town holding an antennae or laying on the harbor and peering over the docks, then there's a chance you've come across a Semester by the Bay student. Semester by the Bay students are given the opportunity to plan out and conduct their own research to gain unique experience that aligns with their interests. This spring, the students are working on exciting research with sea otters, anemones, bats, mushrooms, and more. As a fellow student, I am more than happy to give some insight on our exciting research. My partners, Jack Budd, Diego Norena, and I are doing our research project on the number and variety of marine invertebrates in sections of the harbor with lower boat traffic versus areas with higher boat traffic. We predict that locations with more boats passing through will contain less marine invertebrates on the dock. To conduct our research, we have chosen four locations around the harbor with different boat activities. Two teammates slide into the water with all of our safety gear and hold up a square frame of PVC pipe against the dock. We identify any marine invertebrates in the frame and measure how much space each species is taking up in the frame. There's plenty of interesting species to see that live just off the side of the harbor. There are two other Semester by the Bay students that are doing their projects on anemones and nudibranchs on the harbor docks as well. There are also some projects away from the harbor, such as the Bat Project. Sam Ernie and Bree Hill are doing their research on where the bats in Homer prefer to reside and their proximity to people. They predict that the bats will prefer to be located closer to humans due to water sources and better sleeping locations. They plan to conduct their experiment by setting up multiple ultrasonic recorders around the Homer Demonstration Forest. The different locations represent areas that bats will potentially be located, either close or away from humans. The ultrasonic recorders are capable of picking up frequencies that humans can't even hear. Bats use echolocation so that they can figure out their surroundings and prey at night, as frequencies bounce off of objects and message back to the bats. At the end of their study, the data will show where the bats like to spend their time and approximately how popular each location is for bats. The Semester by the Bay program allows students that are interested in natural sciences to gain hands-on experience of research while learning skills that will help them in their career. If you know or spot a Semester by the Bay student, don't hesitate to strike up a conversation and ask about their project. Personally, I'm always eager to discuss my own research findings and talk with others who share a passion for exploring the ecosystems around Homer. If you're curious about research done by Semester by the Bay students, everyone is welcome to join the Semester by the Bay Symposium on May 3rd or 4th at the Kachemak Bay campus, where all students will present their research. This is Kelsey Rogers, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.